We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, hour two, hourly with Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN. So we've done a couple of shows. We're kind of like ahead of the curve on this, I think, about the shortage of baby formula in the United States. And there are, I'm going to generalize here, there are two basic kinds of formula. There's the stuff you would buy off the store shelves, but some babies don't tolerate that very well because of various allergies, so you need a prescription formula that the pediatrician writes out the script, and you have to go to the drugstore, and hopefully they have it, and there are several of them, and hopefully you hit a home run with the first one, or you can spend $1,000 easy trying to find a formula that works for your baby on the prescription side. So I want to know from you mothers in Western New York or fathers of small children, how you are dealing with the baby formula shortage. Has it affected your life? I mean, I don't see how it could not affect your life if you have an infant in the home. And I would love to hear what you are doing to, you know, do little things like keep your child alive with formula. Now, there are still wet nurses. Don't know if you're aware of this. I wasn't until I looked it up. But there are still wet nurses in the United States. And apparently, I don't know how you get the job. I just know I wouldn't qualify. But the pay ranges from like $11,000 a year to almost $300,000 a year. Now, I don't know how much you'd have to do to make $300,000 a year as a wet nurse. It seems to me that with Biden in the White House, that's a lot of money just for a gallon of gas. So that'd be a whole year of work. So anyway, are you having an issue finding formula, and what is your solution? What are you doing? Now, if you look online, there are recipes for make it at home baby formula. But I would be, I think, negligent if I did not say consult your pediatrician to see if the recipe you have in mind is okay, because that's what I would do, and that's what any, I think, responsible individual would do. So are you having an issue finding baby formula? It is one of the biggest stories going on Fox News right now. So 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, okay. I don't know who's... Do not text me in the middle of the show. People should know better. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, what else are you... having a problem finding? Guns and ammunition came up in the first hour, and car parts came up in the first hour. How many of you got in an accident a month ago? You have no idea when you're going to get out of that loaner car. You have no idea if it's going to be another 2 weeks or another 2 months before all the parts come in to fix your broken baby, the one you drive. I mentioned earlier that my car... the thermostat was acting up, so it needed a new one under ordinary circumstances, maybe a few days, but I had to wait almost a month for the part to actually come in from God knows where. And my own daughter could not find windshield wipers for her very sensible automobile the other night. And if you are in the collision business, I would like to know what is going on. Because one of the problems with autos, by the way, guys, is that not a lot of people know how to properly fix cars anymore. And part of that is because we went through the lease craze, and we still have a lease craze going on, but people used to fix their cars and keep them on the road as long as possible. But then when cheap leases came out, people said, wait a minute, I can drive a new car for how much a month? And the new transmission in the old car would cost how much? Okay, think I'll lease me a new car. So that's, I think there's always going to be a demand for good people, but let's get back to the calls. 803-0930, what are you having a problem finding, and are you having a problem finding formula? Or maybe you're not having a problem at all finding anything, in which case I would like to be you. Here is Carrie in Kenmore. You're on WBEN. Carrie in Kenmore. You're on WBEN. All right. I have no idea what's going on there. We'll await Carrie. So Carrie doesn't want to go on. Don't call me if you don't want to go on the air. You waste my time. You waste Josh's time. Josh is Amish, but even his patience has a limit. So unless you want to go on the air, don't call, because all you do is take up Josh's time, and then the other people who want to go on the air, they give up trying to call because the phone rings and rings and rings because he's tied up with you. Josh, you have my permission. Anybody who starts off saying, I don't want to go on the air, but just hang up, okay? Siri, you're nicer than I am, but, I'm just saying. So am I to take it that no parent in Western New York is having a problem finding formula? If that is the case, please let me know where you are finding the formula. Because are we an oasis of baby formula in a land that has dried up, in a land that has gone Saharan? Are we that? I hope so. That would make me very, very happy. Apparently, we don't have a baby formula shortage in Western New York. And I'm very happy to hear that. But if we do, I'd like to know. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And are you having a problem finding anything? Is there a shortage of anything? Now, we know that prices are up. Ground beef up 15%, steaks up 12%, bacon up almost 18%, pork chops up 14%, chicken 16%, fresh fish 13%, spoiled fish is even up 13%, which is weird. Fresh whole milk up 14%. You get the idea. This is America in 2022. All right. Well, this is going to be the last time I ask this question and give the phone number out for this question. And don't be upset with me because I don't buy into every right-wing lunatic conspiracy theory. Okay? Sorry, wrong guy. That's not me. But I do want to know if you are having a problem finding formula. If you are not having a problem finding formula, I'm going to move on and get into some other stuff like, I don't know, sexless marriage or something. Are you able or not able to find formula? And what else have you been having a problem finding? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Call now, I will move on to something that is clearly more interesting to you. I've done this topic, but I haven't done this topic because I did breastfeeding versus formula earlier this week, a couple of shows, and people seem to really dig that. But if this topic is milked out, it's milked out. I'll happily move on. I got a whole bunch of stuff to get into. So again, are you having a problem finding formula, or aren't you? Apparently, people aren't in Western New York. I'm happy to hear that. And what else are you having a problem finding, like auto parts? Let's go to, this is interesting. Erica in Angola is up on WBEN. Hello.
Hi.
Howdy.
It's coming because I know there's a shortage on, like, pool chlorine, the tablets.
Seriously?
Yes. And if you find it, it has doubled in price since last year.
Okay. All right. Pool chlorine, is it only the tablets that they're short on, or is it like the powder stuff that you throw in with the mixing cup?
You know what? I'm seeing more of the tablets versus the, like, the granulated.
That's what I meant, granulated, yeah. In my day, we didn't have tablets. We had to put each grain in individually. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, so, well, even, you know, they sell the packets of the granules, which those have probably more than doubled in price. You could find it, you know, on sale for $1.99 at one point, and now they're going for at least $5 for a one-pound package.
Have you tried Amazon?
Yes, I've looked there as well. I've looked at, like, pool companies, looked at Ollie's. Ollie's is $5 a package.
Well, you basically what you're saying is you can find it, but you got to be willing to pay for it.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit harder to find it, but now it's a little bit easier. But I would say the tablets are still harder to find. More of the packages are easier to find than, like I said, the granulate is easier to find than tablets.
I was trying to look it up on Amazon, but I get sick and tired of trying to look stuff up on Amazon when I can't see and when I'm trying to engage in a conversation. Now, let me just go one step further.
30-pound bucket, yeah, 30-pound bucket is like around, I've seen $185 or more.
Yeah, I saw some pretty high prices when I looked on Amazon. But it's like anything else, supply and demand. If you've got the money, you can pay for it. So I don't. What is the answer? Making sure all of your guests hose down before going into the pool?
I don't know. I guess we just have to pay the price.
Which they should do anyway, by the way. Otherwise, you get into a human soup situation, which I find very unappealing.
Yes, correct.
I mean, not everybody's hygiene is equal, and we'll simply leave it at that. Okay, pool chlorine. And let me posit this. How many people, because people put a lot of money into their homes during COVID because people were spending more and more time at home. And at one point, and I don't know if it's still that way, I'm sure we'll find out from callers, but are you still being told, well, if you put your deposit down for your backyard pool now, by the summer of 23, it's going to be a pool?
Well, I didn't have to run into that situation. I actually lucked out right before that. We built a home and put the pool in that fall, and then the shortage came that spring. So we just lucked out.
Do you have kids?
Yes, two.
How old are they?
One just turned 15 and the other's 12.
Ah, okay. I was just going to ask if they know how to swim.
Yes, they were pretty good swimmers from the start.
Well, the reason I say that is because every summer we hear about children drowning, and I'm not going to say that I was the best parent in the world, but I have to tell you that the first thing I did when they were very young is teach them to swim at the Y, you know, the learn to swim classes for kids at the Y. I mentioned that earlier this week. I reiterate that this week because, my goodness, it's such an easy thing to do, and I would want to make sure that the children are as safe as they possibly can be. I thank you kindly for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What is there a shortage of? And how many of you, I hadn't really planned on going down this road, but how many of you are trying to get a pool put in by a professional installer and you're being told, maybe by the end of August we'll get you a pool? You know, you're getting ready to, like, watch Josh Allen and do day drinking on Sundays, and they're talking about your pool. It's never a bad time to day drink, especially before this show. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. So just to pick up from the last caller, there's something else I wanted to say, but I agree with her. There was a major pool company where I order chlorine for my pool every summer, and it says out of stock. So, and that's their business, supplying pool chlorine.
So Were they able to give you any indication as to when they might have a stock of chlorine again?
Nope. There was no, like, even like to give them an email or we'll email you when it's here. It just says out of stock.
Let me ask you a stupid question. In the old days, you know, children and grown-ups used to swim in country ponds. They weren't chlorinated. Do you really need chlorine for your pool?
Well, I mean, heck, I would still swim in a pond, but I guess a pool is just a different experience, and I guess...
It's always been a thing, you know. I wonder if the municipal pools, like the various town and city pools around town, I wonder if they are having a problem finding chlorine, and I wonder if they're going to be able to open as planned because of this chlorine shortage, which apparently exists and people care about more than baby formula. But don't use chlorine as baby formula. Not good.
As far as the grocery store, I've noticed these are basic foods, nothing extravagant. French fries, basic vegetable, frozen peas, frozen corn. They've been wiped out. Just seeing these common items. The shelves are looking just bare. I mean, there's nothing there. And people, I don't know if they're just not expressing it, but it seems as though sometimes people seem oblivious to this.
Well, you see, this is really a shame, and this is my conspiracy theory. This nonsense about not selling lands to or leasing lands to oil companies so we can actually provide for our own energy needs, that is all part of this new Green Deal or Green New Deal, as ever you want to call it, because they want to get rid of fossil fuels. Trucks cannot operate. They're not solar powered. This is where I will say that I think there's something to this. They are clearly trying to de-gasoline and de-diesel America, and our bellies and our refrigerators are going to bear the burden of that because and our wallets will bear the burden of it because, you know, when they're paying so much more for diesel or gasoline now, they're not eating that. They're passing it on to the consumer.
100% I agree with what you're saying. And I met a trucker yesterday who said to me, stock up because there's going to be a diesel shortage by the summer.
A diesel shortage by the summer. That's wonderful, and I might add, not exactly surprising. I thank you very much, Joan. All right, basic frozen food. Have you guys noticed a shortage of basic frozen food? Have you noticed that there's no chlorine around? And those of you who've called wanting to have a pool installed, have you been told that, well, maybe by 2030 we can get to your place and get it done? What are you having a shortage of? Baby formula is getting all the ink, but apparently my audience doesn't have babies. I thought for sure I'd hear from frantic mothers trying to locate formula, but that is not the case. But we're hearing about a lot of other stuff. I like car parts. That's a big one right there, because that is our mobility. And I'm telling you that there are forces at work in this country. I don't even think I need to name who they are. They want you to be trapped into an electric car because they do want you to be more controllable with public transportation. They don't want you to be able to drive from Buffalo to the tip of Cape Cod in a single day, all in the name of the environment. But it really is all in the name of control. And they basically have come right out and said that. And if you look up the Great Reset, that's a real thing. I mean, there's at least evidence there to back up that general conspiracy theory, okay? There's sufficient documentation. It's not even speculation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Very interesting. It's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So, are you having a problem finding baby formula? Yes or no? Apparently, we're full of it in Western New York. And what else are you having a problem finding? Or the price has just gotten absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Rental cars, I know, have gone through the roof. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I think my auto insurance gives me $35 a day for a rental car. So if I get in an accident, I'll be in a rickshaw, maybe. Let's go to some calls on WBEN. It is Michelle in Lewiston, the land of plenty. Michelle, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you have a lot of questions about chlorine.
Well, only because people have suggested through the years that I rinse my mouth out with it, yes. No, this all started because somebody called in and said she's having a hell of a time finding chlorine tablets. And then I looked online at these buckets of chlorine tablets, and it looked like they were really expensive.
They are. There is a major shortage. Unfortunately, the biggest manufacturer of chlorine tablets had a fire and was destroyed in the hurricane in Louisiana just as COVID was. And there again, because of all the COVID problems, no workers, no supplies, shortages of everything, the factory has not been back online yet. They're trying to get back online and hopefully will be by the first of the year. Meanwhile, a second factory was...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You said by the first of the year, which means that the remainder of this summer, people are going to have an issue with the tablets or the granulated or both?
Both. One-inch tablets are not available at all right now. Three-inch tablets are in shortage, and granular is in shortage. And through the roof on the price.
Now, they tell me that you own a pool store.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good for you.
Well, yeah.
No. I think it's great hearing from an entrepreneurial type who knows that it was a fire in Louisiana that caused the chlorine shortage. Now, see, this was all actually started by Joe Biden to prevent people from buying kiddie pools to control the population. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being very sarcastic if you listen to the last hour. Okay, now let me get back to reality. So the first of the year. So tell me why chlorine is necessary in a pool. Is it something we absolutely positively need?
There are other options normally, but there again, you know, like people want to convert their pools to saltwater pools. The chips and the minerals needed for that conversion are very in shortage also because of a lot of things come from China, they come from Ukraine, shortage of workers. So the saltwater generators are an issue. There are other programs out there. You can put in a mineral system, which cuts your chlorine use by 50%. So that will at least help you with the expense and the availability. You need to have some type of sanitation in your pool so that you don't get bad bacteria building up.
Okay. I mean, like I said, though, we used to swim in ponds and creeks when we were kids, and they weren't filled with chlorine. It's a different era, granted.
Yeah.
With the tire swinging from the tree.
Bacteria.
Tom Sawyer painting the fence nearby. Okay, this is actually, questions upon questions. Why are people converting to saltwater pools? I know a couple that wants us to come over and swim in the saltwater pool, and she emphasized saltwater pool. What's the big deal with saltwater pools?
Well, a lot of people like the way it feels. They like the way it feels on their skin. They feel more buoyant. And when it comes right down to it, sorry, the nitty gritty is it's less work for most people, they feel. Unfortunately, when a lot of companies sell them these systems, they're not telling them about the high-end costs down the line to replace parts to it. So, I mean, it's nice if you don't want to do anything per se to the pool every single day, but you're also really going to pay for it.
Wow. All right. So very, very interesting. I guess that would be a luxury item. One more question for you. There was a time during the peak of COVID when people would call a pool company and say, I want you to put a pool up in my backyard. And the pool company would say, hey, in 3 years, we'd be able to do that. Well, what's your situation like, Michelle?
Well, to be honest, recently we stopped selling above ground pools because we still can't get them in a very good, timely fashion. And the cost for the average homeowner has gone through the roof. It is very difficult. Most companies are booking right now, like even just for repairs, out at the end, towards the end of the year, starting to book new pools for next year. The availability still isn't there yet. We're still in a great shortage of absolutely everything.
This is absolutely insane. I never thought that this would happen in America.
Yeah, it's unfortunately every industry. We also have a toy store attached to our pool store, and trying to get toys is the same thing. Very, very difficult.
Are we talking toys for children? Like
yeah.
Children's toys?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want anybody to misinterpret.
Yes, no, the children's toys.
Understood. All right, well, bring out, you can never go wrong with the game of Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bubble.
We saw that. And Double Trouble.
No, sounds a little too advanced for my thinking. I thank you, Michelle, very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, so that's the scoop from the pool industry. It hasn't changed. They won't even sell you an above-ground pool. Won't even sell you an above-ground pool. Now, you know what? To me, pools are like boats. It's great when friends have them. I don't have the time or the patience to deal with the maintenance of either one. Not just the chlorine, it's the vacuuming, it's the skimming, all that kind of stuff. Let's go back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You're having a shortage of baby formula, or is it something else? Or is it a price that has just gone through the roof on you, like chlorine? Hadn't thought of that. Here's Mark in West Seneca. Hello.
Hello.
Are you alive?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold and double-check that. Let's go to Chris in Elma. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
I have a nine-month-old, and it was about a couple weeks ago. I had to go to four different stores to get formula. Now, she needs soy, so that's part of the issue. And I guess the other part of the issue is I kind of put myself in the situation. We ran out at night, so options were limited. But if you go to all the stores, there's definitely a shortage of certain types of formula. And you kind of have to, like, I'm on the hunt all the time now. Like, every store I go to, I'm constantly looking whenever I'm there. So that's how I'm getting it now.
So how, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your frustration level?
At the time, that specific night when I had to visit four stores, it was a very clear 10.
Mm-hmm.
To add insult to injury, I got a ticket for doing a rolling stop sign that same night while I was out looking for formula. So it's like very frustrated that night.
Well, remember to get an attorney and take it to court.
Yep, will do. Absolutely.
I mean, you got to do that because they know the secret handshake to make sure that you don't lose your license down the line. So the situation right now, Chris, how much do you buy? I mean, what is your experience with how much you need, how much you can buy? Do you have friends looking, scouring the earth for baby formula?
I absolutely have scouts, people that call me and tell me whenever they see it. And if it's close family, they'll usually pick it up for me and tell me, so I'll just pay them that way. But, yeah, it hasn't really been a huge issue, but it is very limited at all the stores. So I do just get, like, one can at a time, and then it's like, okay, now I got to figure out where to get another can in the next 4 to 5 days.
Well, we think about the grocery stores. How about the larger drug stores?
That's actually where I've been getting it most recently. I work downtown, and the Rite Aid downtown seems to always have their specific soy formula in stock, so that's how I get it now.
Well, at least you're able to find it, so there's that. I mean, we all know the big grocery stores. Sometimes you can luck out with the larger grocery, the larger pharmacies.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you had a problem tracking down or finding anything else?
I mean, there's random stuff that they're doing replacements on, which is kind of annoying. I also have a toddler, and he's very specific in his diet. Like, it's got to be the Dino Nuggets from the yellow package, can't be from the blue package, that sort of thing. So you'll notice stuff like that. But
oh, okay. So do you feed him Lucky Charms? Because when I was a kid, I used to like
sugar cereal. Yeah, but
pick out the marshmallows and eat those first.
Yep, absolutely.
And peanut butter Captain Crunch is the best stoner food ever made.
Duly noted.
Not that I would know from any current experience, but perhaps past experience. All right, is there anything else that you want to say?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you very much. All right, there's Chris in Elma. All right, if you are just joining us, we're almost halfway through the show. Now, I don't mean to break your heart. I don't mean to send you into weeping, gnashing of teeth, or suicidal ideation, but I will not be here next week on Thursday or Friday of next week, and I'm not sure about after that, but definitely Thursday and Friday of next week I will not be here, meaning that it'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But the saving grace is that Josh Schmidt will be here. So when you call in, you'll get to speak with Josh, and he'll comfort you, and he'll pat those tears away from missing me, and you'll get through it, man. You'll get through it.
I'll be too busy crying myself, though.
Well, I understand, but try to contain your wailing. Try to control your weeping. It'll just be...
I'm going to freak my horses out on the way home.
It'll be a temporary thing. Horses are quite sensitive animals. They really are. I'm convinced, by the way, horses can read your mind, just in case you didn't know. Anyway, how you doing? All right, it's hour two, Hourly with Bowerly. So last call. Baby formula, having a problem finding it? Or not. Apparently, it's not that major crisis in Western New York. But what are you having a problem finding? Pool chlorine, guns, and ammo have come up. The last lady would not put up an above-ground pool. They won't sell them anymore because I guess they can't get them anymore, above-ground pools. I have a children's pool in my garage. Yep, Mr. Big Money Radio talk show host, my swimming pool is literally a 2-foot kids pool. And I am not even kidding you. All right. It is true story. All righty then. All right. Well, I thank you for your participation in the shortages show. I am a little bit surprised, to be brutally honest with you, that we didn't hear more people calling in about the baby formula shortage, because that seems to be the big thing that everybody is concerned with. The gun and ammo situation, that has been around for a while. The situation with pool chlorine, now that was a new one on me. The lack of availability of above ground pools, that's a new one on me. And I'm kind of surprised to find out that you still, if you want an in-ground pool installed, you're still looking at basically the crack of doom until they can get out and get your pool installed. So anyway, we're going to move on to different things here after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So don't go anywhere. I'm sure we will have lots of fun as we wind things up. Okay, it is 3:55 almost at News Radio 930 WBEN. Coming up in the next hour, what should I do? I've got a couple of ideas about what we can do in the next hour. Yeah.
You and I could switch places.
I like that one. You want to? I don't
you
know.
You want to run this?
I don't know how to run the board, but yeah. I mean, I'll just sit here and let you talk. That's fine. I'm totally
I don't know if I could.
Dude, after 41 years, you'd be my guest. let's see. What was I going to say? Yeah, I got a couple of ideas. All right. You know what I'd like to do? We do this every year. It's an annual show. It's kind of like a tradition. And I think this might be the time to do it because two friends asked me this week, you want to come on our boat? One of my friends, I did not know this. Well, we don't have just a boat. We have a yacht. Like, I'm sorry, come again. It's a yacht. Like, okay, here's my phone number. Again, just in case you might have misplaced it, just give me a day and a time, and I'm sure we'll find a way. Is having a boat worth it? Is having a boat worth it? There is an old expression among you seamen, and it is that the greatest day of your life is when you buy your boat. The next greatest day of your life is when you unload your boat. Is having a boat worth it to you? A lot of people I know have boats. Frankly, seems like another toy in need of money, maintenance, and time. And I'd just as soon sponge off other people or pay people to boat me instead of worrying about boat payments, insurance payments, fuel costs, liability, and everything else. Is having a boat worth it? I rather like that. I want to do that for at least a little while after 4 o'clock. And the fuel cost, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.